Our next interview on KQWC as we preview the candidates in the November 4th election is Ariel Bertrand, who is one of the candidates in this district. Ariel, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's find out more about Ariel Bertrand for school board.
Absolutely. So the history of Ariel Bertrand. So I moved here in 2007. I graduated from Webster City High School in 2009, went on to receive my bachelor's in business administration at AIB College of Business down in Des Moines when I graduated in 2013. My husband and I were looking at a place where we would eventually have a family, start a family. He is a lifelong Lynx, born and raised here. So in 2013, we decided to settle down in Webster City. I have 15 years of banking experience, so I have a financial background. But most recently, I've been with the city of Webster City for the last 3 years working in community development.
How do you like your job with the city of Webster City?
I absolutely love my job with the city, and I don't say that, you know, shyly. I truly do love my job. Working in community development, though, I see the effect that schools have on communities. And without a strong school, we don't have a strong community. So I do see that.
Which leads us up to this point, Ariel. Why are you running for Webster City School Board?
Absolutely. So I am running for school board. I have four children. I have a first grader, a kindergartner, a three-year-old preschooler, and an 18-month-old son as well. So I have a long-term investment in the schools with Webster City. However, I also have the investment from the city side of things. So again, we can bring in as many housing, you know, units or industries possible, but without a strong school, we're not going to have families moving to Webster City. So I think, you know, having the perspective of a mom, but also as a city employee, I see things differently. So that's why I'm running.
Mm-hmm. What have you heard from people in Webster City area about issues as you've been meeting? Now we're just a few weeks away from the election at this point. What have you been hearing from them?
So I've been hearing a lot of the same things. One of the things that comes up a lot is the communication from the schools. And we do need to improve the communication from the schools to our family, but also to our community. I also hear a lot about the support that teachers feel that they don't have. I see it as a parent as well. I feel that we need to really take a better effort in supporting our teachers. They're the ones who are, you know, they're in the weeds every day supporting our kids and growing our future. So supportive teachers, communication, safety within our schools, and also, you know, the facilities. I hear a lot about the facilities. So a lot of times I'm talking to families and the question of a new high school comes up. So that is something that is on the radar of many. But we can't continue to spend tax dollars without being open with our community. And I think we also need to stabilize our taxes when it comes to that.
You mentioned the high school. What else do you think is important to Webster City Schools, Ariel?
So as far as facilities, I think we need to look at all of our facilities. We have different buildings that are aging. You know, we need to look at modernizing them. We are in a world where we need to make sure our children and our teachers are going to a safe school every day. Parents need to feel comfortable and at peace when we're dropping our children off in the morning. Our teachers need to feel safe when they're going to the school every day. So we need to look at how we are going to modernize and continue our efforts in making our school safe and comfortable. You know, I know our high school currently has no air conditioning. That's not a luxury at this point in, you know, we're in 2025. That's not a luxury anymore. That's a necessity for people to feel comfortable and to be able to productively teach our kids.
That building has been in use now for some 65 years, which dates me, by the way, if you come to think about that. Of course, I attended school back there and back in the late but graduated in 77. But I know that if you get on the school board, it's going to be an issue that that definitely be on the minds of that school board.
Absolutely, it's going to be. But we need to look at it as a whole. You know, we can't look at this and just without having all of the facts, all of the numbers, go out and make a decision. We need to make sure that we are smartly spending the tax dollars, but also we need to be communicating that to our public. So any dollar that is spent, it is, you know, the knowledge of the community. We need to make sure that they know what is going on with their money.
So why should people vote for you come November 4th, Ariel?
People should vote for me because I bring a new perspective, fresh ideas. I'm coming in as a mom of four, a long-term investment. I've got the financial background of banking and also working with the budget for the city. So I know how to smartly budget and spend dollars. I think, too, this is a crossroads for Webster City. So it's time to start looking at things out of a new perspective. We have a great city manager. We have a great superintendent. So it's time to really hit the ground running and take that crossroads for Webster City and make Webster City great.
One of the reasons why people should vote for you coming up on November 4th.
One of the reasons. Because I am here to support our teachers and make sure our future of our children is bright.
Very good. Ariel Bertrand, one of the people running for Webster City School Board coming up on November 4th. Ariel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat.